This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to round up the economic week that was with a live chat that we call the Weekly Wrap. We've got Cardiff Garcia of the blog FT Alphaville and Neela Richardson of Bloomberg Government with us. Hi, guys.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
So I want to start with some housing news. We had a couple of pretty interesting pieces of data, pickups in permits and in prices. And Cardiff, I want to start with you. What do you make of this? It's kind of a pop.
Yeah, and it depends really on who you are. If you're a prospective home buyer, it's not great news because prices were higher. On the other hand, if you're already a homeowner, and for instance, if you're an underwater homeowner, this is great news. It means you have a little bit more wealth. And it's especially good news if you're an investor who's already put some money into the housing market. But I think it's more important to follow actual housing construction activity, which remains kind of mixed and uncertain because that's much more important for the broader economy.
Neela, how do you read it in D.C.?
Well, you know, it's like this. No one's buying houses anymore, Lizzie. If you look at purchase applications, they've been flat for several years. So all this bump up in the price is based on very few transactions. And remember, when the builders looked at prices 5 years ago, that's what fed the housing boom. They were responding to prices and not actual demand. Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
I want to stay with this idea of sort of DC versus the rest of the world. So we've had this recovery in the stock market and really kind of moved back up to where we were before the downturn. And yet real people still have stagnant wages. We still have a lot of income inequality. Neela, does Washington get that? Do they feel it?
No, they don't feel it. They don't feel it like it's felt all around the rest of the country. They don't feel it like Ohio feels it or Indiana feels it. And that's because D.C. has something that no other community has, and that is a huge federal hirer in the federal government that spurns 1,000 industries from contracting to lobbying to lawyers to economists. So when the economy is slowing down and when companies are laying off, that just doesn't hit D.C. like it does the rest of the country.
So Cardiff, what does that mean then if you have kind of these different poles, really things pulled out like spaghetti?
Sure. So it's always a bit dangerous to overinterpret swings in the stock market. It moves up and down for all kinds of reasons. But I think there's a couple of things that might be behind it. One is that a lot of investors still anticipate that monetary policy will keep supporting the economy for a while. So to some extent, it could be that they've pulled forward in time their purchases of these stocks. But the second issue is much more problematic, which is that even before this crisis, and it was exacerbated by the crisis, we had this trend whereby the money that companies made increasingly stayed within the companies or with their shareholders, and less of it was paid out to workers and fewer workers were hired. And this is happening for some pretty mysterious reasons. Economists haven't really figured it out. And because it's been so difficult to diagnose, it's been very hard to come up with exactly the right economic policy to combat it.
Well, so you kind of gave
problem.
Me...
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say that's part of the problem, Lizzie. D.C. has been so distracted by its own internal battles over the budget and the debt ceiling, it hasn't had the bandwidth to look at the economy and to provide those economic policy decisions that would help generate jobs and get companies off the benches and into the hiring market.
Can't argue with that.
All right, so you each get to weigh in here. We're going to get jobs data next week, another piece of data for the Fed to look at. And when that lets them decide, all right, when are we going to take our foot off the gas here? When do we taper, pull back on their bond buying program? You guys get to each pick. December, when is it? When do they say, all right, we're tapering? Cardiff?
Stick a gun to my head,
yeah.
And I think it's going to be in December. Bernanke increasingly looks confident that he's convinced the markets of precisely what his intentions are, what the Fed's intentions are. So I think it'll be in December. But honestly, at this point, who knows?
Neela?
I'm going to go the opposite. I think Janet Yellen wants to own the taper and own this process. I really think that this is going to be part of her legacy and how we exit the stimulus. And I think that this is going to start in the new year.
Let the record show that I hope Neela's right, by the way.
All right. Neela Richardson, Cardiff Garcia, thank you guys very much for joining me.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thank you, Lizzie.